The Slowdown is supported by W.W. Norton and Company, publishers of Poetry Unbound by Padraig O Tuama, a poetry anthology that offers immersive reflections, keen insights, and personal anecdotes on 50 powerful poems. Focusing mainly on poets writing today, Poetry Unbound engages with a diverse array of voices that includes Ada Limon, Ilya Kaminsky, Margaret Atwood, Ocean Vuong, Layli Long Soldier, and Reginald Dwayne Betts. Poetry Unbound, now in paperback.
I'm U.S. Poet Laureate Tracy K. Smith, and this is The Slowdown. Every New Year's Eve, just before midnight, my husband and I take part in a wish-making ceremony. It's simple. We each make a list of five things we're grateful for, five things we resolve to accomplish in the coming year, and a whopping 10 gifts we're ready to receive from the universe. I've done something similar with my girlfriends over the years. It's cathartic, a way of dipping into three distinct perspectives: the recent past, the near future, and something like the cosmic present, where every conceivable possibility exists at once. I've seen this type of visualizing described as the law of attraction, or intentional manifestation, or just plain old prayerfulness. I like to think of our little ceremony as a gesture of thanksgiving, because we don't always take the time to be grateful for what we already have. And I like to think of it as a demonstration of courage, too, because it can be hard to own up to what we truly want. Let's face it, we're all wishing all the time for a glimmer of good luck or a measure of needed strength or a flat-out miracle. Sometimes I think we wish in order to distract ourselves from this fact, that taking real steps every day toward our distant goals has the power to carry us the long way to what we want. Today's poem is a laundry list of wishes, and it's by Marcus Wicker, who teaches at University of Southern Indiana. I think these wishes add up to an aspirational self-portrait, a way of saying, I know who I am, but I'm not there yet. Or, I know where I'm supposed to be heading, but man, I'm going to need some help in getting there. It's a funny poem about needing to measure up, and an earnest poem about wanting to believe in something like grace. Prayer on Aladdin's Lamp by Marcus Wicker. Grant me shelter and bread. Grant me porch ledge, mantle, scented candles, bed. Grant me four walls, a 5-foot fridge, and a hall. And maybe four more walls. Yes, four more walls, and a desk, and a decent laptop, plus pleather rolling chair, so that I might sit and write you a poem, Lord, a psalm praising all you've given. Air I sing with, crickets, falsetto, buzzing bees and nectar, how chrysanthemum feels on the tongue is what you are to me. You see what I'm doing here. You see, I am being so sincere, sire, which is sad. Still, grant me a few free hours each day. Grant me a moleskin pad and a ballpoint pen with some mass. Grant me your gift of this voice, pages and pages of this voice in a good book from a loving press. And grant me a great love, too. Grant a way to provide for my love, like a tenure-track job at a small college in the Midwest, the kind with poems and papers to read, with hoodies running in and out of my office, deadlines, paychecks, and an okay 401k. Grant me everything, Lord, not today, but before 28. Be bulldozer, genie. Let every prayer avalanche me into dust, blank matter, debris. Make me worthy. O Lord, make me me. The Slowdown is a production of American Public Media in partnership with the Library of Congress and the Poetry Foundation.
All over the country,
we need to improve reading in Wisconsin.
Schools are changing the way they teach reading.
I'm calling for a renewed focus on literacy.
We have gotten this wrong in New York and all across the nation.
And it's happening because of a podcast.
I think your podcast has changed my life.
And I'm going to share this podcast with everyone I meet.
Sold a Story investigates how teaching kids to read went wrong. New episodes of Sold a Story are available now.